I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Wingo Protective Services on 1021 The River. O'Fallon police concluded their investigation into a fire, classifying it as undetermined with no ignition source of fuels found initially deemed suspicious. The report reveals that the man at the scene, 60-year-old Nathan Williams, gave a false identity. He was identified as Harold Jackson and has a criminal history. The homeowner, Corey Elliott, is connected to St. Louis Mayor Tasharn Jones and is under federal investigation for potential improper influence over city projects. Williams, who used to date Elliott, told police he was unaware of the fire's cause while at her home. The investigation is now officially closed. Egg prices are rising sharply across the country, driven by high demand and a bird flu outbreak that has affected supply, leading St. Charles County grocery stores to impose limits on purchases. Stores like Schnucks, Costco, Walmart, and Ruler Foods are all restricting egg purchases, with limits ranging from 1 to 3 cartons per customer per day, depending on the store. Aldi has also set some limits, while Dear Birds has yet to impose any restrictions. These measures come as grocers attempt to manage the ongoing supply shortage and price hikes affecting the region. The 19th annual Maryland Heights Polar Plunge is set for Saturday at Creve-Coeur Lake, with over 400 participants ready to brave the icy waters to support Special Olympics Missouri. For those not taking the plunge, the Polar Strut Walk and Run offers a way to get involved. The event, hosted by the Maryland Heights and Hazelwood Police Departments, is part of the Law Enforcement Torch Run to benefit Special Olympics Missouri. There's still time to sign up and support the cause through the Special Olympics Missouri website. The St. Charles City County Library District has teamed up with the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank to provide free monthly diaper supplies to families in need, available for families with children under 4 and at or below 200% of the poverty level. Eligible families can pick up a prepackaged set of diapers once a month at the Cummins at Spencer Road Library. Sizes range from newborns to size 6, as well as training pants. Additionally, feminine hygiene products will be also distributed on a first-come and first-served basis. This program is supported by the Friends of the St. Charles City County Library and the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Legal Protective Services on 1021 The River.